Beloved Star is up next.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish. Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? It's following me. I know it is. Every morning I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Oh my god, we won! We won! I can't believe it! We've won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life! I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react? Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me? Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you? Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please leave me alone. Go away. Put that down. Put that down, please.
That was Beloved Star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Cookie Face?
Yeah, I was eating a cookie, which is why I didn't say anything there. Okay. I like the way that you delivered the hello line. The line with the, like, about the information and then killing someone, I felt as though you didn't really have a direction with that line. Felt kind of just like you're reading that one. And then I thought you could use a little bit more voice differentiation. I'm just going to make up words that sound kind of like what that word's supposed to be.
Differentiation is a word.
Okay. But, yeah. Background noise, again, is really good to help set up a scene. But I think, in general, it sounded like you pretty much just used your normal speaking voice for every single line. And although that's not, like, terrible for a demo, it's nice to set it up and try to make your voice as different as possible to give the character more of a character.
I think you need to stop declaring that you're not an actor all the time, because I think it's, in your mind, it's preventing you from trying to act. Like, you had a lot of good reads, but I know you're like an anime freak. I'll bet you could have done some, like, animated sounding voices if you had wanted to.
Totally should have. I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
I wouldn't have either. So I wanted you to go for it, though. Tell the difference. What do you mean?
Oh, between, like, an anime voice and a normal voice.
You could tell. If she was talking like this, only...
Like, I probably would listen to that and be like, oh, it's a normal voice.
I think you're in a little bit over your head at this point, but for someone declaring over and over that you're not an actor, I think you did well making this far, and I think you should stop pigeonholing yourself and saying that you're not an actor, because if you keep saying it over and over, you're going to believe that yourself, and it's going to hold you back. And I think that you could have gone a lot further with this, you could have at least tried to go further with this, even if it was iffy. I think that all of your lines were kind of done in the same voice and in the same way. You did have some good reading. I thought a lot of your reads sounded legit. But again, for demos, we're looking for a lot of
variation.
A big variety. Yeah. So I think, again, I would cast you in something, but I think for demos, this wasn't the strongest of the night.
All right.
I'm like, it's not that strong. You're like, all right. Melanthe is up next.
I can fly! I can fly! Oh no! No, I can't! No, I expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives. And you just want to quit?
Look at those winning numbers again, this time in ascending order. 2,
10, 18, 22, 36, and of course the two lucky stars, which are 4 and 6. Well, that's it for this evening. Duncan James is here tomorrow.
Oh my God. Oh my God! We won! We won! I can't believe it! We won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life! Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
Let's be honest here. You're not gonna give me the information I want, and I'm not gonna let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
It's following me. I know it is. Every morning I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Ugh, don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed. Don't you call in? Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please leave me alone. Go away! Put that down. Put that down, please.
That is Melanthi.
That is Melanthi.
It is. Without saying your real name, Melanthi, because I won't do that, I really love your real name. It's awesome. Whatever name, the name that's attached to your email, it's an awesome name. Anyway, that means that has nothing to do with anything. Go ahead.
Okay. So, tip number one, if you highlight everything and then put down volume equalizer, that'd really be good. I found that some of the sound effects that you had just kind of like were really loud compared to the actual lines. So that's just a mixing side.
I didn't have that.
You didn't have that? So this time it was my headphones?
Yeah.
That's funny.
At some points the da-da-da-da-da between everyone was, it came in really
loud. That's the one I was talking about.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah.
Okay. I liked the Zelda background music at one point. Oh yeah. And then good characters. I wrote down good characters. I like the way that the characters sounded. I thought it was a little bit long.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be that long. And there were moments, there was a part with before the lottery, right? Where it was just some guy talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I assume that's not you.
No, that was not necessary to set the scene because pretty much the scene was set with the
I won the lottery. So it's nice to set up a scene, but setting up a scene is just creating an atmosphere. You don't actually need to like have someone narrate the scene before,
especially in a demo. You want it to, again, you want the pacing to really be quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if you have long pieces where you're not actually talking, then it makes us as listeners zone out, which is what you don't want for a demo.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have to keep pulling us back in over and over.
Yeah.
I like the music cues a lot on the I Can Fly line, but again, I think it detracted from the pacing of your demo there was a part when the Space Odyssey theme, it went like out of tune right before she said she couldn't fly, and I think that went on a little bit too long as well.
Mm-hmm. And you just didn't like that I Can Fly, and then there was silence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
And I also think that the Batman sound, I think it was the Batman sound right between every line. I don't think you needed that either.
It didn't really fit. I don't know what it was trying to do.
It was trying to separate the lines, I think, but you didn't need that because you're a strong enough actress to where you don't need, we could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think you're a strong actress. I don't know how well this worked as a demo.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see what happens at the end of the night.
Alrighty, but good job.
Liam is up next.
Alrighty.
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit?
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great, now could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I've never had to deal with them before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
I can fly! I can fly! Oh no! No, I can't! No, I can't!
Hey, you remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you? You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
That was Elaine.
I can't pronounce anything.
You get the award for weirdest mixing of the night.
The very end, I just ended and I was like, what just happened?
It was mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so for a lot of the lines, I thought that you could put a lot more energy into them. It just kind of sounded like you were talking through some of them. And so, like, the I can fly one could have definitely, because everyone else has been like, I can fly, no I can't, doing that yell thing at the end. Mm-hmm. Not like you have to do that, but just, like, adding more energy into your lines would definitely help in the long run. I think this is one of my favorite ways that anyone's delivered the Ferrari line. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Just the way you said it, it just sealed the deal. It was so funny. But, I think that was my favorite line out of all of them.
I heard some Jurassic Park in there, I think, and I heard some Titanic. It was weird because the first four or five had music behind them, and then it just went silent. And that, at that point, not only did it go silent, but all of your lines sounded almost exactly the same, the way you were reading them.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever happened at the end where it panned into one ear for no reason, I don't think that should have been in there because there was no reason for it. Like, it was just a random cue at the end that didn't have any reason to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, though, I love you. I would cast you in something based on your reading of lines, but I didn't feel like you showed a lot of versatility in this. And that, mm-hmm. that was a. I liked a lot of those. This isn't. I'm not going to doing this based on mixing as much, but like I liked that you like that I can fly on. I liked the traffic noises behind it and after like before you like when you fell. I don't know. I liked your reads, but I don't think you showed a lot of differentiation, and that may be what the problem is.
Yeah.
The whole thing with Acted Scarlet, you have to keep doing different sorts of challenges, and then some people that are really good at one challenge aren't so hot on another challenge, and this maybe just wasn't your challenge, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie.
Are
you ready to move on?
Yeah.
Bree is up next.
Alrighty.
Following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what it was like, but after experiencing it, like no story I've ever heard.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry! But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react? Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
Oh my god! Oh my god! We won! We won! I can't believe we won the lottery! This is the greatest day of my life!
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
That was Bree.
That was Bree.
That was Bree.
Good job, Bree. I thought the energy was spectacular.
Yeah.
Every line had a lot of energy, and you had characters, and it was really well done. The one line. Okay. I think, what was it? She sounded like she was having an orgasm for the sweat beating down her face.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Best read of the entire show. I would like very much if you had sex noises in all your lines.
I wrote down haha for that. I think it's funny because when I wrote it, I had two images in my mind, that one and something else, anything else. But oh God, that's so funny. As if someone actually did that.
What was the other image you had in your mind?
Oh, just anything else. Because I was writing it, and I was like, oh, this could be so dirty. But then I was like, but it could also be totally innocent. You could play with it.
Bree is not that innocent, apparently.
Good job, Bree.
Good job for making Scarlett happy. And me as well. The energy level you bring to things really makes me happy, because especially we've come off four or five that were kind of... And then you came in and you... hit the energy really hard on the first two. Then the third one, you dropped the energy and you did some really nice acting, and then it went back up and you made sex noises. I loved your voice and your read on that lottery line too.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that the evil little girl line where the one where I said, should I just kill you now? I liked that you went evil child on it.
Yeah. And the way you ended that was really, really strong and good.
Yeah, I like this. This is one of the stronger ones I think we've had this evening. I very much liked it, so congratulations on that. She was a judge with me on Fail It, but she doesn't really do fail things outside of Fail It, so that makes me sad.
Oh, poor baby.
I liked it. Kudos to you, Bree.
Yeah, who's next?
Next up is Ram Thundar.
Ooh.
I'm super excited for
him. Me too.
Let's listen.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Don't stop, please. Can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Let's be honest here. You're not gonna give me the information I want. And I'm not gonna let you leave until you do. So should I just... go ahead and kill you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We won. We won. I can't believe it. We won the lottery. This is the greatest day of my life.
We are gonna go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right?
This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit?
Ram Thundar.
Ram Thundar.
Ram Thundar. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was really... I remember you're the new one that just wasn't new sounding.
We were worried for you.
I know. I was all like, oh, how about the demo reel? How is it going to turn out? I thought it picked up. About halfway through. At first I was the voice seemed a little bit of variation, a little bit more, and a little bit more energy. But then about halfway through, it really picked up. So try to have it consistently high energy. Or just, balance it really high energy to low energy line or something like that. From start to finish. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, I just love your normal voice. So I'm glad we got at least one line that had your normal speaking voice in it, because it's such an epic voice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it picked up definitely the second half. You started doing more voices and your energy picked up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it needed. I think you could have gone a little bit further with some of the lines, like the one where you were laughing maniacally. You could have gone more evil with that, I think. I liked it overall, though. It was, I thought, especially for somebody who's never done this kind of thing before, I thought you did a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, yeah, but it started off like you were just kind of holding back, and then at one point it was almost like you just let yourself go and just started getting into it, and that's when the demo really picked up for me.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know if that was too little too late, or if that'll... I really did like the second half a lot, so we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Let's go to Bright Disaster.
Ooh.
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great. And now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars? Stop it. Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please leave me alone. Go away. Put that down. Put that down. Please. You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago. I told myself... I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react? Heard it before. It sounds very odd. My heart is racing. What's going on? Hello! Hello! Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me? This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars! Dozens of lives, and you just want to quit! Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
That was Bright Disaster.
Woo!
Woo! What'd you think of that?
I thought that was Bright Disaster.
Yeah.
Can I read my own writing? Is always a question.
You should start typing since you can't apparently read your own handwriting.
But writing is just so much more old school.
Yeah. Well, you can't read it.
Anyways, it's probably because I'm still wearing sunglasses.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
Because they're beside my computer.
Okay.
Shorter pauses in between each line, just because you never ever want to waste time. And, like, that one extra second is one extra second.
Yes.
That's something about demo reels. And then also just a couple of times it sounded like, I don't really, well, a bit, I wasn't able to really grasp the character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just, like, my lack of ability or not. And then I felt as though when you were crying, it didn't really feel as though you were in any type of pain. I don't know why that was bothering me. But, like, I don't know if maybe I just didn't believe it as much. Like,
As Bright Disaster goes, I thought that this was the best crying I've heard him do. I'm not saying that it still was believable crying, but I thought it was... I didn't have a problem with it this time like I normally do.
Oh, okay.
That's just me.
Well, I don't know, because I know you're always about not overdoing the crying.
Yeah.
Which is always that's a very interesting line to pass, because that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, I didn't have any real complaints about this.
Yeah, I liked your reading on these. I actually felt this was some of the best acting you've ever done. It was bigger but subdued. I thought you showed a lot of range as an actor, but... I didn't get any different voices, which is fine for the most part, but then all the lines sounded kind of the same. Here's my big complaint with this demo. When you yelled, you did the quiet yelling thing again, which I've given you notes on like 50 times. Like, you have to either yell or don't yell. And if you're not going to yell, like if you know that you can't do an actual yell, or if you know that you're not going to do an actual yell, don't choose the yell line. I don't get that. So for me, that really, like, I had a big problem with that on the demo. But the rest of the lines I really liked as far as the reading goes. I think you could have done a little more to differentiate the lines. They all were read in the same voice, but I thought you did do a lot of different things emotionally with it. I didn't have a problem with the crying. The yelling line killed it for me, though. Not in a good way. But the rest of the lines, I mean, you may be fine tonight. I have you over some people that are known as stronger actors, so we'll see what happens.
Good job.
Yeah. Next up is Sexy Girl.
Alrighty.
I like fish as much as the next guy. As long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Don't stop, please. Can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me?
It's following me, I know it is. Every morning I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it.
Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? You weren't attached to that, right? I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you?
That was Sexy Girl.
That was Sexy Girl.
Oh, sexy.
Whoa. Calm down.
Oh, sexy.
Holy crap.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
I think every one of them is good, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think I've... Yeah, it's not... I've never been like, I thought
that was
good.
Always your opening statement is, that was good.
That was good. Good effort. You did it. You mailed it in. That's all that matters.
That is a plus.
Yeah.
More than I can say for Monica Silent.
No. So I thought it was pretty good. I thought that your background music choices could have been better. No way.
More than I can say for Valkyrie Celeste. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. I think this review is pretty much just shout outs to whoever Dylan has a grudge against right now. But yeah, I thought the background music could have been chosen better just because I felt as though sometimes it didn't quite fit with the scene that you're trying to develop. And then maybe just sometimes I felt as though that the characters weren't fully there and that you're just kind of saying the line and then putting in whatever emotion you saw fit for the words, but not really developing a character.
It's not enough to just do a voice. You have to do a character with the voice. And I think that was where this faltered a lot. Also, you turned into a parakeet for one of your lines. Like, that Ferrari line, you're like, you remember that Ferrari that's in your garage? You weren't attached to that. Like, instead of saying, were you? You went, and then it, like, I don't know if it was like a glitch on the tape, but you have to make sure you clearly enunciate.
It might have been, because I do not remember a parakeet.
You have to make sure you clearly enunciate all of the words. I think that you've gotten a lot stronger as an actress. And if I was picking the top 12 tonight, 9, 10, you would be number 12, but not everybody's gone yet, and I'm not picking all 12 myself.
No, I have a vote. Sorry.
You need to, but when you do character, when you do voices, you need to attach a character to the voice, not just to a voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought a lot of these were really strong.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know that they're strong enough for this level. We'll see. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Under My Seven Train, up next. Once I find the stop button, which is right here.
I can fly! I can fly! Oh, no! No, I can't! No, I can't!
I like fish as much as the next guy.
as long as the next guy really, really hates fish.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry, but I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Hello? Hello? Someone get me out of here! Can anyone hear me? You're not going to find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago. Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want, and I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So should I just, like, go ahead and kill you? Hey, remember that Ferrari in your garage? Yeah, you weren't too attached to that, right? Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what it was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard.
Under my seven train, he's the guy I think that did the Rambo monologue.
Oh.
In the auditions. What did you think?
Well, you did the rewind, which was gold. I wrote that
always
down.
Always gold for Scarlett.
Always gold. Always gold. Always. I thought there was good variation between the characters. I'm just trying to think. The last line, I feel as though it was kind of, like, really casual.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know if that's just because, like, when I wrote it, if I just pictured it a different way, but, like, I feel as though it was just really, really casual considering what you were saying. But other than that, I thought there was good variation.
For me, again, a lot of this, I felt like a lot of these were you doing voices without acting behind it, and that's the kiss of death for me. The last time I felt like you were trying to do a Casey Kasem radio announcer thing or something, but there wasn't any acting. It was just kind of you reading it in a voice. So it confused me. I think Scarlett liked this a lot more than I did.
I'm not totally sure. But no, I understand what you're saying.
I don't think it was bad.
It is like, yeah, like I thought you were good, but you probably just more energy, more. Really always try to bring out the most in each line.
The lines that you read in your own voice were stronger to me than the ones you did voices on, because when you did the voices, you stopped acting. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens under my seven train.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for Lord of the Morning?
Yes.
Let's do it.
You're not gonna find a beating heart here. That died a long time ago! It's following me! I know it is! Every morning I wake up and it's there! Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it! Hey, you remember that Ferrari in your garage? You ain't attached to that, right?
We are gonna go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White!
Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great. Now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars? Beads of sweat ran down my face. I've heard stories of what this was like, but after experiencing it, it's like no story I've ever heard. This expedition cost me thousands upon thousands of dollars, dozens of lives, and you just want to quit? I can fly. I can fly! Oh, no! No! No, I can't! No, I can't!
All right, that was Lord of the Morning.
That was Lord of the Morning.
What you think?
Wow. Sorry,
what you think, Scarlett?
It was so aggressive.
What you think?
What you think? I thought that this was very good energy. I liked the accents. I don't know, did you like the accents?
I do like the accents.
Cause some people are sticklers for accents and I just personally don't care.
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Tonight yeah. I'm not. I'm just glad.
I thought they were really believable. I thought the Scottish one, and I think that was Australian. Australian's actually really hard to do. Cause people usually, I feel as though they always like just sound British in the end.
They always go for the crocodile hunter sound.
Mm-hmm. Or that.
It's dead.
Okay. Okay. That just made me think of something that's totally off topic, so I'm not even going to talk about it.
All right.
But I thought you had really good energy, and I thought that you actually were really good at differentiating characters. And I liked your accents. I thought they were really well done.
A lot of the ones tonight, while they have been good, they have not been, like, stellar. They've been kind of... And, like, the ones that are really stellar are few and far between. I thought you brought this. I thought you did a great job with it. You did different accents, different characters, different voices, and different levels of energy. And all of them I liked a lot.
Yeah.
This didn't drag at all.
No, this is really entertaining.
And after we've heard as many as we have, it's important to stand out. And I felt like you did that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm counting.
You're counting. Why are you counting?
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. We've had, that was the 27th demo, so you stood out on that, so good job. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Next up is Trigatree.
Ooh.